Son, are you awake? It's Mom. May I come in? Good morning, honey. Get a good night's rest? Well, there's someone waiting for you downstairs. So after you fix yourself up, please hurry down. What's that? Why is Mom not wearing a bra? I think you have your own problems to worry about, young man. Now come on downstairs. Oh, there you are. Aw, what's with that look on your face? Are you surprised to see this guy? Aren't you two well acquainted? Or are you so protective of your dear old mother that seeing her in the same room as your rival has you steamed up already? Come on, have a seat. Now. Now, if I could get both of your eyes off my chest and on my face, I'd like to settle this dispute that Jack here has brought to my attention. What is this about you pissing in Jack's gym bag because he took your place as starter? Oh, you didn't do it? How can I be so sure? I mean, these last few weeks you've been pouting and complaining every day about the new guy coming in and stealing your thunder. So it seems like a plausible scenario, especially since he's so much taller and athletic looking than you. Aw, what's that? Did you think Mom would side with you just because? You believe you're still Mummy's little innocent angel. Don't you think I know what you've been doing while I'm away at work? You sneak into my room like a little sissy and mess with Mom's bras and panties. I imagine you're not doing it for educational purposes. God, you probably try them on, too, for all I know. What a sick little pup you are. Well, since you know all about Mom's cup size, why not tell your buddy Jack here their exact size? I'm sure he'd love to know. Want to pretend to be mute now, huh? Well, they're a healthy 44 double G in the flesh. That's right, son. You've no doubt been jerking off into Mom's bras, and I decided I'm just not going to wear them anymore. Not when I go to your games, not when I go to work, not when I go grocery shopping. Definitely not when any of those handsome friends of yours come over. No more bras for Mom. And you can blame no one but yourself for me making that decision. You haven't taken your eyes off my cleavage since you've come here. I'm starting to think this visit wasn't about confronting that weak little pussy son of mine over there, but about really coming to see me. Am I right about that? Yes, I am. Well, aren't you going to touch them? Or are you just going to stare like a dumbass? That's right. Squeeze those big suckers. I bet none of the girls at your university have tits like this. Oh, I'll suck on them too like a real man. Oh, baby, yes. Suck my huge tits right in front of my loser son. Do it like a baby breastfeeding on its mom. Oh, yes. Oh, God, this is great. Doing it in front of him makes it so much hotter. But I have a better idea. Drop those drawers right now. Oh my, it's so big. Son, I'm afraid it really does look like you got a rather huge reason to envy Jack here. Well, you've done enough sucking on these things. How about putting this big meat stick to use? That's right. Slide it right between my tits. fuck yes. Oh, that feels so good. Mm. Keep sliding it in. Oh, oh yes. Mm. Oh. Oh. Oh, look at him. Ah, oh, sitting over there like a little dunce. Mm-hmm. He wishes he could stick his little dick between his mom's tits like this. Ah, oh. Oh, but he's not man enough. Mm. Oh. Oh, yes, fits so well. Mm, good. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, that's right. Are you coming, baby? Oh, yeah. Come right on these huge fucking tits. Oh. Oh, yeah. Mm, oh, my goodness. What a huge load. Oh, it's dripping all over the floor. Oh. You know what? I bet there's more where that came from. How about we finish this upstairs in my room where we have more privacy? Aw, look at my little boy. I think he's gonna cry. It's okay, baby. Come give Mom a big hug. I'm sorry. Aw, look. He landed right in your cum puddle. Come on, Jack. We've still got some business to attend to in my bedroom now, don't we? Oh.